98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Now, it is a big day for Catherine Connolly as she prepares to become president. Our next guest has been very busy with her own version of presidential prep. You'll know her for her Michael T. Higgins tea cozies. Good morning to Susan Banks. Susan, thanks for talking with us on 98 FM. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Susan, thanks for joining us. Let's go back to the start, first of all. When did you start making the tea cozies?
Well, it all went wild in 2017, the January, because of my nephew. He took a photograph of Michael T that I had done and put it up on Reddit.
Wow.
And it went mad from there on. So I've been doing them a while now.
When did you make your very first one, Susan? And was it just for fun or did you always plan to sell them?
Rachel and myself, we did craft fairs.
Okay.
And we went to one, and the girls that were beside us said, "Are you not doing Michael T?"
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "No," because I did other types of cozies. It used to be said to me that, "Who uses a teapot?"
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Well, I do."
Yeah.
And I said, "And people will use them." They said, "Oh, that Michael T was on Gogglebox."
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And anyway, so I waited for Gogglebox to come on, and I had to look, and I said, "I can do that." So, but mine's crocheted. That one was knitted.
Oh,
okay.
Right, yeah. So I had a few done for the next craft fair, and they went like hotcakes.
Yeah.
So I said, "That's it, right, concentrate on those." And then my nephew came over from Canada with his wife. He saw them. I had a few done. And anyway, he said, "Come on, we'll take a photograph of them." So we did, out on the kitchen table. And he came in, sat down on the laptop, and about 2 hours later, he says, "There's been 4,000 hits."
Wow.
And I said, what do you mean? Because I'm not technically minded. And anyway, he said, "I put it up on Reddit and they're all coming on." Anyway, the following morning, my phone rang just as I got out of bed. And it says, "Is that not just hats? I want to order one of your Michael T's." And here I was, what? So I said, "Give me your number and your name and I'll phone you back." Now, Wes was gone into town to meet my daughter, and my phone kept ringing, wanting orders. So Sarah, his wife, rang him and said, "Tell Rachel to get her mother's phone number off Facebook."
You put on Facebook?
Oh, no.
Yeah, my phone number was up on Facebook.
Oh, no, Susan.
Yeah.
Susan,
yeah.
Do you know, has Michael D himself seen one of your tea cozies? Have you sent him one?
I have no idea, but I'd say he has because they've gone all over the world.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure he has seen it. And from Michael T. Higgins to Catherine Connell T, you've a brand new tea cosy out to celebrate our new president. How long does it take for you to crochet one of these?
Well, 3 to 3.5 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're very talented.
Yeah. I've put my finger into anything because I love crafts.
Oh,
yeah.
Fair play to you, Susan.
Yeah.
And come here, who's easier to crochet, Michael T or Catherine Connell T?
They're both the same, to be honest with you. But honestly, it's the head, the body, and the hair. Yeah, that's it.
They're absolutely amazing. And Susan, for anyone listening who would love to get their own Catherine Connell T or Michael T Higgins, where can they find all of your lovely crafts?
On Not Just Hats on Facebook.
Excellent stuff. Not Just Hats on Facebook. Susan Banks, the very best of luck with your Catherine Connell tea, tea cozies. Thank you so much for talking with us on 98 FM's Big Breakfast.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98 FM.
Well, Brendan, you've got a Miggledy special this morning.
Yes, I do. The man who has served the country with dignity, warmth and pride for the last 14 years left Áras an Uachtaráin for the final time as president last night. Did you see earlier in the day all of the Bernese Mountain Dogs?
No, I actually think it's the most adorable thing I've ever seen, that video of them all lining up.
So cute. So Miggledy has left the keys in the letterbox for our new Uachtaráin. Catherine Connolly, she'll be picking them up later on. But before the job officially changes hands, I wanted to take a look back at some of Miggle D's best bits.
There's so many.
Up first, his nickname. Why do we call him Miggle D? The name Miggle D came from the genius brain of an unidentified school child, right? So back in 2018, a Twitter account called @HelloLucy shared a photo of a piece of paper from a class test, right? And on it, it had the question, who is the president of Ireland? In the blank space beneath, the child wholesomely wrote, Miggle D Higgins.
So funny.
Spelt M-I-G-G-E-L-D-Y space H-I-G-E-N-S. And thus was born.
Ever since then, everyone's been saying Miggle D.
And like, I think so everyone, cute. It spans the generations. Like, yeah. Everyone calls him Miggle D. It's so cute. So he got his new nickname and endless adorable merch as well. Mm. And speaking of merch, homes across Ireland started to be populated with Michael T. Cozies over the 14 years.
Michael T. Higgins.
Yeah, Michael T. Higgins. Crocheted or knitted T. Cozies in the likeness of Miggle D. And speaking of which, we will have the creator of those on the show after 9:30 this morning. And then, who can forget the time that Michael D was photographed queuing to use the ATM? Dirty cash, I want you. Dirty cash, I need to hold. The year was 2014. It was the month of
that
March.
Picture is so good.
Michael D made headlines around the world. People just thought it was really wholesome that the president of a country would patiently wait in line to
He's
use his banking 365 card.
Getting one of us. Yeah.
He also excelled at the day job, signing many bills into law, including the 8th referendum and the marriage equality referendum. Known for his speeches, an excellent communicator, and he welcomed many heads of state to Dublin as well. And he made historic trips too. He became the first Irish president to make an official visit to England, and there is the cutest photo of Michael D and Queen Elizabeth beaming at each other on his state visit there. He hosted hundreds of garden parties over his 14 years, often inviting people who tirelessly campaign for better human rights, care for those in need, or who pour their heart and soul into the arts. Miggle D, a massive supporter of the arts.
Yes, he is.
And even landed himself a record deal. Who could forget, only a couple of months ago, he released his debut album, A Spoken Word Piece.
But passing up the hill where on the old road the bushes threatened to make a canopy, one's eyes could not avoid the shrine stone he chose, with its edge of moss upon which he knelt and prayed for forgiveness.
What a talent.
It knows no bounds.
I know.
Now, look, a bit like Davina McCall, when someone's left the Big Brother house, obviously Miggle D would have won. I don't have time to show all the best bits, but we need to end on this one.
Yes.
The dogs. Oh. Over the last 14 years, Áras an Uachtaráin's been home to 3 Bernese Mountain dogs, Brode and Sheeda. They both passed in the last couple of years.
They were gorgeous.
Leaving Mishnock to get all of the belly rubs. And it did not matter how important the moment was. If Mishnock wanted a belly rub, he got one in front of the world's media, in the middle of Miggle D making an impassioned speech. His dog is always by his side.
Aww.
And now Michael D, his wife Sabina, and the lovely Mishnock get to continue their walks, chats and belly rubs as they retire to Galway. Thanks. Miggle D, Gurav Mila, Mila Mahagat.
Oh, thank you, Miggle D.
That is Brendan's bit.
Brendan, absolutely brilliant. Lovely look back. I actually forgot how
the ATM
the name
always
came
out.
About, though.
Yeah, the
Miggle
kid,
D.
Yeah, so
absolutely
cute.
Gasped.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Good morning to Chris and Rath Mines. He says, my little win is that I'm working from home today.
Lovely. Nice and dry.
Good for you. And Amy and Lucan's been on as well and says that her little win is that she got her car serviced yesterday and it wasn't as banjacks as she thought it was.
Very good. Jenny is in Clondalkin.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. My little win was that my friend surprised me this morning with a McDonald's breakfast and brought it to my house. So I'm having a lovely Americano after sausage and egg McMuffin and hash brown. Happy Tuesday.
It is a top tier breakfast.
Sorry, drop to your house
it's
as well.
Delicious.
How gorgeous.
Delicious, Jenny. We're delighted and jealous. Here's 5-year-old Adam.
Hi, everyone. My little win is I have 2 Labubus and after school, I'm going swimming.
Two Labubus and you're
love
going
it.
Swimming. Adam,
what a day.
I love that. Well, guess what? We've got Adam's brother, 4-year-old Leo.
Stop.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. My little win is I have one Labubu and I did my homework yesterday.
Oh, Leo.
Well done.
Adorable. And here's Christopher's little win.
Morning. My little win is after last week, my little one had the chicken pox.
She's
9. I'm going away on Saturday. My little one's woke up this morning. She's feeling 10 times better. She's looking forward to a holiday. And we're going away on Saturday. So that's my little win. Thank you.
Excellent stuff.
So glad she's feeling better.
Yeah.
Get up. 98 FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.